This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Six 60 10 is our number if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. 844-236-6010. If you have comment or success stories, or you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Longevity products can be purchased off of brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business for a one-time $30 fee. You can be a part of the longevity family. Sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team. Start a longevity business. Work out of your home. Be your own boss. Make as much or as little money as you care to make. Helping spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase our Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com. I'm not even going to tell you about them. I've been talking about them now for years. Just go to truthreviewed.com. Check out our over 500, now close to 600, five-star reviews, truthreviewed.com. And you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We have an interesting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Sparrow Hart is the founder of Circles of Air and Stone, and he's going to talk to us about safety and why safety isn't all that. Everybody wants a safe life. Everybody wants to be safe. That's the primal imperative of the human being. But there's something higher than safety, and we're going to talk about that with Sparrow Hart. There are those who would take advantage of the human drive for safety, the human desire to be safe for their own ends, and I would present that we may be experiencing that manipulation as we speak. I didn't get to read this yet, but I printed off an interesting article I plan on reading. Headline, "The Economy is Cratering. Welcome to the Trump Depression. American's economy is like a patient who's bleeding out while doctors bicker over band-aids." This is the kind of fear-mongering that we are immersed in, that we're saturated in by some who are well-meaning and others who are not so well-meaning. If you watch the news and you feel crappy after you watch the news, don't watch the news. And I'm telling you, I know what's going on, and I still feel crappy after I watch the news. I force myself to watch it with my BS filter on. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking to a really cool guy who invented a game called Propaganda, where he teaches people to critical think. And that's really what we're dealing with here, folks, is an inability to critically think. En masse, not present company excluded, perhaps. But as a culture and as a society, we are dealing with an inability to critically think. This inability to critically think compels us or induces us to buy into what we're told, and if we're told that the world is coming apart, that the sky is falling, we're going to go into fear. What we really got to do is we got to learn to be internally motivated. What we really have to do is learn to trust ourselves. What we really have to do is learn to become our own authority. We want to learn how to become joyful from the inside. We want to learn to become healthy from the inside. And we want to learn to become informed from the inside, intuition. We want to gain our information about reality, at least largely, from how we perceive it intuitively. We want to trust our intuition. We want to learn to take care of our health by trusting our bodies, by learning how to use nutrition, by learning how to use dietary strategies, by learning how to exercise. We want to learn to find our joy from inside. If we're trying to find our joy or our pleasure or our bliss from the outside, we're going to be at the mercy of whatever winds happen to be blowing. We want to learn to become internally motivated in terms of our joy and our bliss, in terms of our health and our happiness, and in terms of how we get information, how we're informed. We get informed largely through something called media. Media is something that's in the middle. It comes from the same root word as medicine. We get our health from medicine. We get our health and we get our information, and ultimately we get our peace of mind from the outside, from mediators. This is what the media is about. The media says, don't worry about understanding reality on your own. We'll tell you about it. This is what the government says. Don't worry about how the world is. We'll tell you about it. Don't worry about being safe on your own. We'll keep you safe. Everybody wants to keep us safe, and everybody wants to keep us happy, and everybody wants to keep us healthy. Everybody wants to keep us informed, and we're less informed and less happy and less healthy than ever before because we're trusting media. We're trusting middlemen. The media is a middleman. Doctors are middlemen. The government is a middleman to provide us with security, to provide us with health, to provide us with information. Learn to become internal. You know, there's a concept that the Cree Indian had called Wetiko. Wetiko, W-E-T-I-K-O, is generally speaking, you think of it as a mind virus that keeps you entranced in a reality that is created for us, a consensus reality that's crafted for us that doesn't serve us. And the only way to protect ourselves from Wetiko, which is the same way to protect ourselves from viruses, is to learn to become immune on our own, to develop our immunity. As it turns out, stress is one of the best ways to build immunity. It's called hormesis in biology, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S. Reading from the International Journal of Molecular Sciences, hormesis and defense of infectious disease. Infectious disease, global health burden, remain associated with high social impact. Treatment of affected patients relies on antimicrobial agents. In this article, we will discuss evidence that by applying the concept of hormesis, that is intentional stress, we can develop a defense mechanism that decreases the extent of infection-associated tissue damage without directly targeting pathogenic microorganisms. This idea of targeting pathogenic microorganisms, this idea of attacking the outside invader, comes from germ theory. Louis Pasteur, who said that everything is caused by germs. This is when science officially, we've always been looking to the outside for diseases. They used to think it was evil winds or something from angels or little elves that shot dwarves that shot arrows at you. Today we have germs from the outside. Louis Pasteur gave us germ theory, and now we are all obsessed with killing microorganisms or protecting ourselves from them by wearing masks and by staying inside the house. Well, guess what, folks? Through stress, through hormesis, through infection, we get stronger. That's called immunity. But we don't allow that to occur because we're scared and because we're taught to be scared. I cannot wait to talk to our guest on Monday, who's going to tell us why it's absolutely a must to stay in the house. Why it's absolutely a must. He says you only want to go out of the house when you're for food, and then you come back in the house. He doesn't say run back in the house, but basically that's his idea. We're going to talk to him on Monday. And this is, you know, he's not specifically uniquely ridiculous. This is just the general idea. We don't give our body a chance to develop immunity. We don't understand hormesis. We don't understand the nature of stress. We don't understand the nature of our inside ability, our built-in ability to handle whatever life happens to deal us. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. And let's see here. Not sure if we have any calls. can't get my computer to work. We got Sparrow Heart coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about mythology, and we're going to talk about why you don't necessarily want to be too safe if you want to have a healthy, happy life. In biology, we call that idea hormesis. Hormesis says stress is your friend. Good stress. Eustress. E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S. Eustress is associated with longevity. I talked to a gal, a workout gal. She does Pilates, and she's really proud of being in great shape. And she called me up about her skin, and she sent me a picture of her skin. I looked at her skin. I could tell a lot by looking at people's skin. I've been doing this a long time, and I could tell a lot by looking at people's skin in pictures. And I could tell right away she was dealing with rashy appearance, oily skin. She was actually complaining about a condition called perioral dermatitis. Perioral dermatitis is when you have pimples or blemishes around your mouth. Perioral means around the mouth. Dermatitis is a rash. It's kind of like a rashy appearance around the mouth. In my experience in the last working with skin for 3+ decades, that's a condition that involves the digestive system, specifically the stomach, although also the intestines, stomach acid, replacing stomach acid, usually a condition called hypochlorhydria. Low stomach acid is associated with perioral dermatitis. But I could tell there was some food problems. So I started talking to her, and she says to me, well, I eat every 2 hours. First I said to her she should fast, so she'd be able to tell if there's any food problems. You always want to fast before you're assessing your digestive issues. That way, if you have a food problem, it becomes more clear. It becomes more visible to you if you fast for a couple days. She says, no, I never fasted. I said, not even for one day? She says, I eat every 2 hours, she tells me. And she's an exercise specialist, a Pilates instructor. I'm in the best shape of my life, she tells me. I said, well, I didn't tell her this, but I'm thinking, if you're in the best shape of your life, what's with your perioral dermatitis and what's with your rash? Well, she meant she's in the best physical shape of her life because she's got muscles and she's got her musculoskeletal system is well developed. That's not how you assess how healthy you are. If you have perioral dermatitis, if you got blemishes around your mouth and a rash around your mouth, you're not healthy. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying that's just the facts. Plus, I could see other things on her skin. So she says, then I said, well, fasting's really helpful. She says, then she does something and says something to me that I'm sure she said a million times to people, and they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. She says, well, let me ask you something. If you have your car, could you go very far if you didn't have gas in your car? That's supposed to be a reason why you want to eat every 2 hours. Well, that's absolutely nonsensical. And I told her that kindly and gently. I said, your body's not a car. Your body has a mechanism for fueling itself when you don't eat. It's called ketogenesis. She says, whoa, yeah, I didn't know about that. So you ever hear of the ketogenic diet? Well, yeah, I heard of the ketogenic diet. Well, do you know what it is or how it works? No, no idea. Well, it turns out the ketones are produced under conditions of starvation. So you say, what? How could that possibly be? Well, the body's designed to handle starvation. Not complete starvation, but a day of starvation, or 2 days of starvation, or 3 days, or even 4 days of starvation. The body can handle it. And how does it handle it? By upregulating metabolism, by producing energy more efficiently. This is what hormesis is about. Under conditions of duress, we become more efficient. But if we don't allow the duress to kick in for a day or two or three, we don't get to leverage the power of these adaptive mechanisms. And that's what's going on in the world today, because we don't want to deal with a viral infection. Because we're so terrified of getting infected, we're willing to do all kinds of things and jump through all kinds of hoops and lose all of our freedoms so that we don't get to interact with this so-called microbe, with this bad guy, if you will, not understanding that by the very interaction, we become stronger. We become better. We become more efficient at life. And the powers that be, well-meaning or perhaps not, don't want us to know that. Anytime you hear an emergency room doctor, and I'm not ripping on doctors, but there's a lot of ER doctors and there's a lot of ICU doctors and nurses and medical professionals who just want to save us, who just want to protect us. Well, don't save us. Don't protect us. Let us take care of it ourselves. Let our immune systems take care of it ourselves. Let us have some stressors in our life, whether it's infectious stressors through microbes or whether it's psychological stressors or whether it's economic stressors, so we can become better. That's how the system works. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to my friend Bob. I'm glad you called back, Bob.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, DNA, man. You want to talk about DNA? I remember yesterday. We talked about that. The DNA is so unbelievably fascinating, mysterious, and just one of the most incredible testimonies to the unfathomable mystery that we call life. And by the way, viruses, as you know, are DNA. What's with your phone, Bob?
Is there a problem?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
There's some kind of weird glitch. Yeah, we just got a bad connection. I think we all this happens a lot, Bob. But go ahead, tell me what's your point. What you were gonna say, and then maybe you can deal with it.
Okay. Well, I think I personally believe that the DNA kind of speaks to intelligent design.
Yeah.
And not just random order.
You mean the nucleotides didn't just get together on their own?
Exactly.
Okay. I have a hunch you're right, but let me ask you this. This is the problem I have with intelligent design. Intelligent design, I assume you mean an intelligent designer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so who designed the intelligent designer?
Well, that's just a matter of faith.
Okay. All right. I'm good.
No way
as long as you're honest about it, as long as you're honest about it, that's good. So why do we have to posit a designer? Why don't we just have faith that it just got put together? Why do we have to have faith in a designer? Why can't we have a faith in random? If it's just faith and it's not based on anything, it's just we believe it, why do we have to believe a designer? Why don't we just believe it got together randomly?
Well, I just get back to the fact that it's actual code.
No, answer the question. Don't dance around it, Bob. You're too smart to dance around it. So if you have faith in an intelligent designer and you admit very, very nobly, I must say, that it's faith, why don't you have faith in random? How did you pick a designer to have faith and not random?
It's energy. I mean, what I see of it, you know, that when we pass away,
I think your circuits are frying on that one, Bob, between me and you and whoever's listening. I think your circuits are frying. Because it's a good question, right?
Right.
Why do you happen to have faith in a designer? Why don't we just have faith that it all got together randomly in a bunch of clay? I don't know the answer to that. And that's, I think, the key right there. The best answer is I don't know. That's the best answer. Or if you want to have faith in a designer, you say it just makes me feel better. Because sometimes we can, to personalize things, to personify things, to anthropomorphize things, makes it easier to relate to. And I think that's what God is. God is us having a anthropomorphization of nature so that we can relate to it. And that's what the myth of Jesus is. It's the Son, that's why it says you can only get to the Father through the Son. You can only see this great mystery through something tangible. Because our mind has to have something tangible. Does that make sense? Our mind has something to relate to. And that's the whole idea of that. And I didn't want to get too much into theology because I love talking about the electromagnetic properties of DNA. Are you familiar with DNA computers?
I'll call you back because I have two unrelated questions over and above this.
Okay, so we'll talk when we come back. Thanks so much. I love speaking to you, Bob. You always got something interesting to say. You always make me think. All right. We got Sparrow Heart coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk about why you don't want to be too safe and how understanding myth can help us deal with what's going on.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
UConn will not be playing its 2020 football season this year. The Huskies announcing this morning that they will not compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. UConn Athletic Director David Benedict saying the safety challenges of COVID-19 have left an unacceptable level of risk to the school's student athletes and everyone else involved with the sport. Mortgage applications slipping last week, despite another record low for interest rates. Overall application volume fell 5.1%, but it's still much higher than it was a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down 6 basis points to 3.14%. And a Florida voter is defending his actions that drew the anger of NASA officials. Chris Tipton was one of many voters who swarmed around the Crew Dragon capsule right after its splash landed off Pensacola last Sunday. He says everyone was just excited to witness history, and they didn't mean to encroach or do anything that might have proven dangerous. He admits they should have been a little more careful, but he says they were, frankly, just a little overexcited. NASA officials say they put a lot of lives at risk. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, at 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7. On our archive page at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. Also have lots of good news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of health information at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin. Healing is beauty, and that's why we have over 500, going on 600 five-star reviews, all up at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, I am looking forward to speaking to our next guest. Sparrow Hart is a Vision Quest guide, I suppose you'd say. His website is questforvision.com, and he's got a very interesting perspective that we can all relate to, and on this program,
At least I can relate to it, and I hope you can relate to it, and that's the idea that being too safe might actually be dangerous. I can't wait to talk to Sparrow Hart, author of Letters to the River, A Guide to a Dream Worth Living. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sparrow Hart. Hello, Sparrow.
Hey, good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm very well. It's good to talk to you. And this morning we were discussing a concept called hormesis. Have you ever heard that term, hormesis, H-O-R-M-E-S-I-S? It's a biological
term. No, I haven't. What's hormesis?
Hormesis means that when a system is under stress, the biological system is stressed out, it gets better. Starvation, mm-hmm. fasting, exercise, these are all examples of hormesis. Trimming a leaf back, trimming your leaves back on a bush to make them bushier is an example of hormesis. Treating the skin with exfoliating agents, these are all examples of hormesis. And in a way, we're having a sort of psychological version of that with what's going on today. And that's why your blurb on RTIR was so interesting to me. Why a safe life why too safe a life is dangerous. So I want to talk to you about Vision Quest. I want to talk to you about Letters to the River. But before we get going, in a nutshell, why is it seems contradictory, right? Safety should be good. Why is too safe a life dangerous?
Well, I think because people basically are not fragile. We're a system that's anti-fragile, and it's very much like what you call with hormesis. You know, mm-hmm. muscles get stronger when you mm-hmm. stress. When you lift weights and you stress them, they actually respond and get stronger.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, your immune system gets stronger the more microbes you're exposed to, and it's kind of like children these days have so many allergies because they don't play outside, they don't get exposed, and so they have very weak immune systems because immune systems develop like muscles do, or like problem solving does. The more stresses or challenges we're exposed to, the better we grow. So
what do you think when you watch the news and you hear these emergency room doctors saying you have to wear a mask and everybody's got to be staying inside and we're locking things down and we're shutting down businesses and putting people in jail if they don't quarantine? What do you think in your head, knowing what you know about this idea of the importance of stress, or as they say, eustress, E-U-S-T-R-R-E-S-S, what goes to your head when you watch this, when you see that and you hear that in the world?
Well, I don't have just one response. I certainly feel like, gosh, sure, if you're working in an emergency room, who knows what's walking through the door? And so I can certainly understand it in an emergency room situation. But generally, most people, myself, I assume you, and many other people, don't live in an emergency room. We actually live a life, and virtually everything we do has risk. It has some risk. And so generally, I think to me, there's always I will do simple and easy things. Sure. I'll wash my hands when I have to go to a store. I mean, it's all mandated now. I'll wear a mask and it doesn't bother me, but I'm not going to wear a mask outside. I'm not going to try and exercise or go on a bike ride with a mask on. I think that's basically overprotection. And in some sense, it's not good for us. I don't think it's even that good for us physically, but I also think psychologically, living in fear is not a way to live.
Okay, you said something really, really interesting, and there's a really cool book called Anti-Fragile. Tell us a little bit about what that means and what an anti-fragile system is. Have you heard of the book, by the way, Anti-Fragile, by I forgot the guy's name, Nassim something. Nassim Taleb or something.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a really cool book.
Tell
us about that.
Okay, so we could say there's three basic states we could describe: fragile, resilient, and anti-fragile. Now, fragile is something like, oh, yeah, if you've got a 95-year-old grandmother with respiratory problems, she's fragile. You know, most any stress could easily kill her. She's fragile. Like a antique teacup is fragile. Mm-hmm. Now, and then there's things that are resilient. A rubber ball is resilient. You drop it, it doesn't break like that teacup. So there are systems that are resilient. But anti-fragile refers to systems and beings that actually, when they are stressed or exposed to difficulties, they actually grow stronger. So, you know, and there's been a lot of study studies about that. But basically, human beings are at their core anti-fragile.
Love it. And human systems, biological systems. The heart is anti-fragile. The liver is anti-fragile. The lungs are anti-fragile. The circulatory system is anti-fragile. You know, the muscle, you know, all, the body in general is anti-fragile. And I think that we don't really get taught that. We think of, we only think there's either fragile or not fragile. You call it resilient. We think of those, only those two. But this idea of hormesis and eustress and anti-fragility, it's something that we can take advantage of if we understand it, correct?
Absolutely. And did you hear of that allergy to peanuts study that was done in the early 2000s?
Where they gave them a little bit of allergen, they got stronger.
In the 1990s was the first time. Oh, peanut allergies kind of hit the press, and then all sorts of parents were not giving their kids peanuts. They did a study. They had 600 babies. They divided them into 300 each, and one set of parents was told to give their kids some form of peanut butter 3 times a week. And the other set of parents was told to actually not expose their kids to peanut butter. 5 years later, the kids that had exposed to peanut butter, 3% of them had very mild allergies to peanuts.
But the group
that wasn't exposed to peanuts, almost 20% had severe allergies to peanuts.
Yeah. So introducing a stressor into the system taught the system or encouraged or somehow induced the system to become stronger and more and better able to handle the stressor. Had to be introduced to the stressor. So do you have kids, Sparrow?
Yeah, I have one daughter.
How did you raise her? Did you raise her with this idea of being able to leverage anti-fragility, not to be scared of things that were potentially dangerous?
Yeah, and I can tell you one story that kind of illustrates that well. When my daughter was 3 or 4, out in the backyard, we had an enormous birch tree, one of the biggest birch trees around, and she was 3 or 4, and that had this huge limb that came out about 4 feet up, and she wanted me to boost her up on it. So I boosted her up.
Sparrow, we got to take a break. I want to hear the story, and we'll come back from commercial. We'll talk about that. I also want to talk to you about Vision Quest as well. Sparrow Hart, his website is questforvision.com. We'll be back with more Sparrow on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollenverse has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest: the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301, or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Sparrow Heart. His website is questforvision.com. Sparrow, when we were discussing hormesis and antifragile systems, my mind immediately went to how we raise children. That's why I asked you if you had any kids, and then you were telling us a story. Continue, and then we'll talk about vision quests.
Here we are. My daughter, her name's Prairie. She's between 3 and 4, and I've boosted her up to this low level on the tree, and she starts climbing up, this little kid. And, of course, pretty soon she's up, maybe 12, 14 feet. And, of course, I'm standing under her, craning, making sure I'm directly under her in case she doesn't fall. And at some point, and my neck is getting sore from staring up. And at some point, I just say to her, Prairie, would you do me a favor? And she says, what? And I said, please don't go any higher. And she says, why? At that point, most any parent I know would say, because it's dangerous.
But that's because not what I said.
Yeah, that's what I told her, because I had made a commitment never to lie to her. And so she said, why? And I said, because I'm getting scared.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, why? And I said, because I told her I had this commitment to protect her and her safety, and I was doing that, and it was making me nervous, her being up there. And she just, at some point, she just stopped, thought a bit about it for, 20 seconds, and then said, okay. But it's like, I did not make the world scary for her. I didn't say, because it's dangerous. And I think, as parents, we do that all the time. We lie to her. We lie to them, say, oh, don't do this, it's dangerous, and it makes them scared of the world. But in fact, we're just not wanting to deal with our own fears.
That's great, because no, there's hardly any parents that would ever say that it's about me. It's about, we always say it's about you. We're worried for you. We don't want you to hurt yourself. We don't realize that we're just dealing with our own issues, or not dealing with our own issues around fear and around danger.
Yeah, that's, it has all sorts of other benefits, too, as well as not making her scared of the world.
Yeah.
We started really early on for her to become aware of, other people have needs, too, and they're going to express. Other people have needs, and I said, you don't have to respond to them. But starting early on, we developed a relationship where each of us had needs, and I had to obviously explain it at one point in a 3 or 4 year old way, but and so, we never got into any kind of really big conflicts around that, because it wasn't a power game where I say, oh, it's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And then,
that's what you're a savior. And you're here to save her.
Yeah, when they're 12 or something, they say, it's not dangerous, and I like doing it. And then all of a sudden you're in a power struggle.
So how did this kind of upbringing, how did she turn out with this kind of upbringing? What was her relationship to fear and to danger and to safety?
Well, I'm amazed. She is, she's just has always had this, this idea of if there's something she wants to do, she never worries about failure. And she just says, I'm going to give it my best shot. And she says, I'm going to give it my best shot, and if it doesn't work out, I can live with that. But I'm not going to avoid taking my best shot because I'm afraid it might not work out. So she's really curious and willing to take a risks in life, risks of getting rejected, risks of being turned down.
That's a great job. That's the parents. I think the number one goal of a parent is to have a kid who does have an attitude like that, who is not running from everything and scared of their own shadow. And we have a world that's a society where everybody seems to be collectively present. You know, there's exceptions, of course, but collectively we're scared of our own shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. So how does Letters to the River fit into all of this?
Well, Letters to the River, I mean, that book was about really how to, in some sense, how to create a heroic journey out of your life. You know, and it's kind of, it's about some of the issues that we have to face. And so that was a book about nine big core issues. You know, it's just one is our relationship between the known and the unknown. We always want to stay in the known and avoid the unknown because the unknown brings up fear. So that book was all about how to take a journey into the unknown. And certainly a lot of the teachings of that book was based on my work leading Vision Quest, which is at its core a heroic journey and a kind of in a very major way a facing the unknown, not just the unknown in the world, but the unknown in yourself. So
what exactly is a Vision Quest?
Well, I guess in a way to make it more understandable to your viewers, there are three core elements of a Vision Quest. So it's usually a time where you go out into nature, into wilderness. And so in the way I lead it, it's 4 days and nights. You're in wilderness. You're alone. You don't bring any things like books or entertainment or smartphones. So you're in wilderness. You're alone. And you're fasting. No food. So, and you know, the people are going to immediately have a response to that. But what I would say to make it more understandable is Christ went into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days. Buddha walked into the forest in 500 BC and fasted under the Bodhi tree. Moses climbed to the top of Mount Sinai and fasted, you know, to speak to God. Muhammad went into a cave and fasted, and that was the start of Islam. It's this kind of core archetypal process that's been done since human beings were human beings, where you have to deeply have an encounter with, on the one hand, we could call it the outer world, nature, which created us, but also have a deep encounter with our inner world and all that we project onto nature, because when we're out there and alone and in nature with no distractions, it's essentially we meet ourselves in ways that we virtually never do when we're in social life and constantly talking and coming back to our egos and our status and our personalities. So
is this something you do, you teach, you do one-on-one with people, or you do it with, how do you, like, what is the logistics of it exactly?
I do it in small groups. So, you know, it's eight would be the maximum, but the groups are usually about six. And it's an 11-day program. So there's 3.5 days of preparation, a lot of teachings, not just teachings about the physical plane parts of it, like what to expect from fasting and what are the animals you might need in this or that wilderness, but also about different rituals or practices that get you deeply in touch with your core feelings and longings and desires. So there's 3.5 days of that, and then there's the 4-day and night solo fasting in wilderness, and then and then after that, there's 3 days, which are really going into the story of what happened to you. What did you encounter in terms of animals? What were your dreams? What insights did did you have? And there's a lot of process of how to integrate that and then bring it back into the life you left behind and plant it so it'll grow there.
Let me just understand this. That fourth, that middle period, is 4 days by yourself, no food, and no human contact. You're completely alone.
Yeah, you have water, but no food. You're totally alone. Yeah.
Huh. What do people experience? Like, what's the general consensus, or is there a general consensus after that?
Well, I mean, people come for different intentions, but a lot, you know, one of the core intentions is, that some people come with is, I want to find my purpose in life, why I'm here, what I really want, not what my parents or my educational system, what the culture said I should want. What do I really want out of life? So some people come to really find their purpose and what they're here for. Some people come because they want to put an end to, it's called a rite of passage. They want to put an end to one part of their life and move into the next phase. And those could be external ends, like I've been divorced now for a year and a half, but I haven't moved on, so they want to make a ritual final ending of that previous relationship. Or it could be for internal reasons. I've lived my whole life as a victim, or I've lived my whole life just trying to please other people, and I don't want to live that way anymore. So.
Okay, so we got about a minute now. How do people get a hold of you if people are interested? What do they need to do? Okay, so anybody can do this, I assume. And what's the cost, by the way?
The cost is $12.95.
And then have people just email you?
Well, the best way would actually go on the website, www.quest4vision, all lowercase, and that's F-O-R, quest4vision.com. And it'll give a description of all the various programs, the schedule. It'll have contact, so people can click on that and send me an email.
Thank you, Sparrow, we're out of time, buddy. I appreciate it. But thank you so much. The book is The Vision Quest, The Guide's Training, and also Lessons to the River. If you're interested in more information, go to questforvision.com. Thanks, Sparrow. We'll talk to you again, buddy.
Thanks.
That was Sparrow Hart. Bye-bye. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.